Module 4, Part 1. We are going to talk about a life-giving substance that is often referred to as liquid gold. I am referring to colostrum, which is the first milk available to your baby. It is a milky fluid that comes from the breasts of humans, cows, and other mammals the first few days after giving birth. It contains proteins, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, minerals, and antibodies that help to fight disease-causing agents like bacteria and viruses. Colostrum has been studied, and the nutrients available to cows and pigs and goats and other mammals are different for each species. We all make different colostrum. Human babies need human milk for proper growth and development, and calves need different nutrients, and so do giraffes, horses, goats, and pigs. Colostrum is an amazing food which will meet all the needs of your newborn. It is power-packed, filled with valuable nutrients. Your newborn's stomach is small, about the size of a small marble, and it has the capacity to hold about 5 to 7 milliliters of fluid, which is about 1/4 ounce, or if you can picture about 1 teaspoon of fluid. This is about how much colostrum your baby gets from feedings the first few days of life. And this food is enough volume to meet the needs of your newborn. It is a perfect match to your baby's stomach. And yet, there's a lot of misinformation coming from people who are uneducated about human milk and breastfeeding. They think that a low volume of milk equals not enough milk for your baby, and that your baby needs formula to fill their belly. This is because they don't understand that colostrum has exactly what your baby needs for their first few days of life. They also just don't understand how milk is made, and that frequent breastfeeding and milk removal will help to increase the volume of milk you make. They also don't understand that as your volume of milk gradually increases, your baby's stomach gradually stretches and is able to take in larger quantities of milk. Colostrum is considered the first vaccination that your baby receives because it is high in protective antibodies and white blood cells, which destroy bacteria. It also has probiotics and prebiotics, none of which are found in infant formula. Babies are born with an immature immune system, and they are biologically designed to transition from getting all of their nutrients passed on from you to them in the womb to having all of their vital nutrients passed on through your milk. Your milk contains probiotics, which are the friendly bacteria, and the prebiotics are the food that feeds the good bacteria. Breast milk helps the good bacteria colonize your baby's gut, helping to prevent the bad bacteria from growing and causing illness. These vital nutrients are just not available in formula. Colostrum is produced during your pregnancy beginning somewhere around the 4th month or so, and it ranges from a light clear fluid to an orangey yellowish colored fluid, and it's thick and it's sticky, and it's an amazing life-supporting fluid. It consists of thousands of living cells which help to defend your baby against many harmful agents. Your colostrum is heavily concentrated with immune factors. It is easy to digest, low in fat, high in carbohydrates, protein, and chock full of antibodies, making it the perfect food for your baby. Human milk has been studied and researched, and we're finding out more and more about this amazing fluid. It is rich in sodium, potassium, chlorides, protein, fat-soluble vitamins, and minerals. Less fat and less lactose than there is in more mature milk. Now, this is not all that it has. However, my point is that colostrum is more of some nutrients and less of other nutrients, which tells us that the newborn has different nutritional needs the first few days than they do as the days go on. As your baby grows and develops, your baby's needs change, and amazingly enough, your milk changes to meet their needs. Milk of moms whose babies are born premature also have been shown to have different nutrients and in different quantities. Again, your body is making milk especially for your own baby. Now, your baby receives sufficient quantities of antibodies through your placenta that is needed during pregnancy. We hear so much about antibodies and how important they are, and yet not everyone knows exactly what antibodies do. Allow me to get just a bit geeky for a few minutes as I explain just a little bit about the world of antibodies and their purpose. Antibodies are proteins, and one important protein is called secretory immunoglobulin G, or IgG. And they are transferred to your baby through your placenta. IgG is the most abundant type of antibody, and it protects against bacterial and viral infections. Can you just imagine, even just begin to imagine, how crazy good your body is already during pregnancy by ensuring your baby gets IgG? Now, once your baby is born, it no longer has access to all these great and wonderful nutrients that are specially made just for your newborn. And this is where your breasts come in. The activity of breastfeeding provides your baby with additional antibodies they need for protection in the world outside the womb. As your baby breastfeeds, he or she receives a continuous supply of vital nutrients meant for your baby to have proper growth and development. Now that your baby's born, he or she will get the antibodies through the colostrum. Here is where some more magic happens. Another antibody your baby needs is called secretory immunoglobulin A, or IgA, which is a new substance for the newborn. And this protects the baby in the places most likely to come under attack from germs, namely the mucous membranes in the throat, lungs, and intestines. Now, how cool is that? Colostrum also serves another very important purpose. It has a laxative effect on baby's system. This is necessary as it helps them pass the early stools, which are called meconium. And adequate peeing and stooling are really important for newborns. I'm often asked, what is so special about colostrum? And I love answering this question because I tell them a little bit about what I just told you. And it just continues to give me another opportunity to tell them that the colostrum provides the gastrointestinal tract with a barrier that helps to prevent foreign substances from penetrating the gut. This early milk, the colostrum, plays such an incredibly important role in all of this. At birth, a newborn's intestines are very permeable, which means that it allows liquids to pass through it. And what the colostrum does is it seals the holes by coating the GI tract with a barrier which mostly prevents foreign substances from penetrating and possibly sensitizing a baby to foods the mother has eaten. This is why you hear so often that breastfed babies are healthier. Human milk provides a barrier so that less bacteria can get to the baby and make them sick. It's just as simple as that. Is this foolproof? No, it is not. But you are giving your baby extra layers of protection, and that's certainly really excellent thing to do. Also remember that colostrum has high concentrations of leukocytes, which are protective white cells, which can destroy disease-causing bacteria and viruses. How cool is that? In the first 4 days of life, it is normal for a baby to lose some weight. About 5 to 7 ounces in the first 4 days, that's fairly normal. By day 5, as their appetite increases, their need for fluids increase. Your supply increases from frequent feedings, and with this combination and the change from colostrum to transitional milk that meets their needs, your baby now begins to put back the weight on, and by 2 weeks of age, they should be back to their birth weight. A few words about babies who are born early. During the third trimester, you pass vital nutrients to your unborn baby. When babies are born prematurely, they miss the opportunity to receive, absorb, and store these vital nutrients. Premature babies have a digestive tract that is not yet fully developed, they are at a greater risk for getting an infection. The latest research shows that the absolute best, 100% best medicine for your baby, hands down, is your colostrum. Remember before when I said that the colostrum paints the digestive tract of a healthy full-term newborn? Well, just think, if the digestive tract is not yet fully developed, how many more holes can be poked in it, allowing the bad bacteria and viruses to get in? Well, colostrum saves the day by coating their GI tract with life-saving medicine. Physicians have said that colostrum is your baby's first vaccine. As science has given us more information about the health benefits of colostrum, the way we take care of premature babies has changed. Over the last 10 years, there has been a push to do whatever we can to ensure that premature babies have access to human milk, as all the studies show that their survival rate is much higher and their hospital stay is much shorter if they get human milk. 20 years ago, I don't think I knew of any hospitals that have access to donated human milk, and now there are so many, I have lost count, which is a beautiful thing. Infant formula, whether it is in fluid or powder form, whether it comes from cans or bottles, the fact is that this food only contains about 40 to 50 ingredients, and none of them have the life-saving nutrients that colostrum can offer them. Once you learn some of these detailed, juicy bits of information, it begins to make sense why physicians want babies to have the benefits of colostrum. This is the best way we know how to give our babies the healthiest start in life. You heard me say earlier that colostrum changes to transitional milk by about 4, 5, 6 days or so. The color and consistency from this point on will continue to vary from feeding to feeding, because of the variations of nutrients at different times, as well as the variations in the mother's diet. If you do not pump and your baby gets breast milk directly from the source, you may never notice these changes. If you are a pumping mom, you will find it interesting to see the variations in color from pumping to pumping. You might also notice the fattier milk that rises to the top if your bottle of pump milk sits on the counter for a while. Don't worry about how much fat, as this will change from pumping session to pumping session, and it has absolutely no bearing on the quality of your milk. It is all great stuff. As time goes on, more money is put into research and the study of human milk. The more information is learned about the properties of human milk and just how rich and complex a food human milk actually is. You may have already noticed that I have a love of learning about the human body, pregnancy, birth, and lactation. However, nothing fascinates me more than the human placenta and colostrum. I hope you enjoyed learning about colostrum as much as I enjoyed sharing this information with you. This is the end of Module 4, Part 1.